Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome, everybody, to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. And today, a dear friend, Greg Reed, is with me again on his return performance. Welcome, Greg.
Yay, the crowds go wild.
So Greg and I met March 20th, 2008, when I got a phone call from Don Green asking me to step in and work with Greg on 3 Feet from Gold. And so we're having our 10-year anniversary for that.
And I think the right way to say that is he asked you to come fix what Greg Reed was working on. So that's the real reality of that one.
Well, I think it was more mentoring. Let's not say fix, mentoring.
We'll take that.
But I just can't tell you how proud I am of you and what you've created over the last 10 years and the number of lives that you've touched. I've never seen anybody quite so invested in other people's lives and making sure that they got the recognition they deserve. Because, and again, I've said this to you before, Brian Smith, Frank Shankwitz, now the Wishman movie. You truly invested yourself into them and creating the best version of them that could be. And I think that just says the world about you, Greg. So thank you. I appreciate it.
It was interesting because that's what Napoleon Hill did so many years ago. You know, Napoleon Hill never went around town bragging how cool he was. What he did is he got to share amazing stories of these incredible people that he met along life's journey and then write into these works of art. And I think that we're very blessed, you and I, to be working with Napoleon Hill Foundation to kind of carry on and update those teachings. But in that same philosophy, rather than go around and talk about ourselves, it's about highlighting these amazing people who have done and accomplished what most people can only dream about.
Yeah. And it's been, I mean, we did that with 3 Feet from Gold. And that was really about how people survived the downturn, right? How they persevered. And 3 Feet from Gold, the whole concept of being right there close to success when so many people quit. And these people had the faith and confidence to keep going. And so we shared those stories in the hope to help other people that were going through different difficult times. But the new book we're coming out with that I'm very excited about is called Success and Something Greater. And Greg, share about the title, because I this is so cool.
Well, it's so interesting. When we do interviews, normally this is Sharon's little segment right here, because it's so incredible. She tells it so great. But the short version is, before Napoleon Hill passed away, his last title was going to be Success and Something Greater. They renamed it, and Napoleon Hill never had an opportunity to bring it to fruition. Well, when we're doing our last collaborative project together with Sharon and I through the Napoleon Hill Foundation as a tag team with her and I, the Napoleon Hill Foundation came out and said, hey, would you like to use this kind of as an homage to this amazing work? Plus, found some unpublished work from Napoleon Hill that no one's ever seen before and included in the title as well in the book project. I got to tell you, it's so exciting because, again, it's the people that you and I met. I mean, what did we do for 2-3 years? We went around the country interviewing amazing people to find out, you know, not just, you know, what they ate for breakfast and their mantras, but how their actionable steps that they did to create a life of sustained abundance. And that's what this book is filled with.
And I love it because it's really kind of proof positive of what we teach people. We talk about going the path less traveled, finding, you know, solving a problem or serving a need, which means, you know, doing something that nobody else has done before. And when we actually were working on this book, our working title was The Magic Key. Right. And then we had the opportunity to be offered the title Success and Something Greater. And so the, you know, the subtitle is Your Magic Key. But each one of these individuals had their own unique path to success with their own unique focus and their energies. And so it was proof positive that, you know, don't follow the crowd, stand above them and do it your way and find a way to be unique and establish a business around that. So tell us a little, share one of your favorite stories in the book.
Well, it's going to be my Fred story, but I want to elaborate what you're just saying, because I don't think you and I have ever had this conversation, but let's kind of go on a different path for a second. You know, right. One of the most interesting things of all great leaders is that, you know, I went around the world and I asked them one question, and 99% of people, if I asked this question, would answer one way, and then 100% of them would change their answer. And the question was this: does it take a chameleon to be a great leader? And does it take chameleon-like characteristics to be that great leader? It's not a trick question. It's just a yes or no question. Most people say yes. And the realities are it's not, because to be a great leader, you have to stand in front, because by definition, a chameleon's job is to blend into the territory, to hide out of fear. And a true leader is to stand out in front. You never saw Mother Teresa going down into the ghettos going, yo, 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 and trying to get into that society any more than Patton or any of the great generals of our military age. So it's very, very important to be true to yourself and not let others dictate what we can and cannot do.
I love that. Yeah, because a chameleon, you just blend in. That goes back to outwitting the devil, going with the flow, being a drifter. You know, not wanting to be noticed. And, you know, you can't be much of a leader if you kind of want to blend into the surroundings, definitely.
Yeah. And my favorite story, back to your question, was Fred from this book. And it's just, it's mesmerizing to me, because I see so many entrepreneurs that have a little bit of success and then a setback, a little bit of success and setback. And after a couple of those, they let that stop them from ultimately achieving their dream. And then you hear all these amazing success stories of people that had their trials and tribulations 3 feet from gold that kept going. And Fred was a great example of that. So he invented something and sold the patent for something called jet ski. Now, everyone's seen a jet ski, right? But he sold it, I think, to Ski-Doo or something like that for whatever, $75,000. It was a nominal amount of money. And that company took it and created a $1 billion enterprise. And I asked him, I said, did that drive you crazy? And he looked at me and goes, what do you mean? And I go, well, didn't that drive you crazy? You invented something. You sold a patent for such a little amount of money. It became an iconic figure. And he looked at me and says, I don't think you understand, Greg. He goes, that $75,000 was the greatest $75,000 I ever made. I go, what are you talking about? It's a $1 billion brand. He goes, no, no, no. He goes, that $75,000 gave me the freedom to finally sleep at night for the first time in years. I paid back my taxes, my employees got caught up, my mortgage. He goes, I had 3 months of clear vision, and it was the greatest 3 months of my life. But more importantly, it gave me the opportunity to see an opportunity that I was missing before. And I said, what are you talking about? Because these little metal die-cast cars were a cool thing when he was a kid, and happened to have a friend who was a race car driver for NASCAR. So he went to them, and they made one of these die-cast cars, and then they ended up licensing this entire thing to NASCAR for some crazy number, like $100 million. You know the exact number. But the bottom line is, he said, as an entrepreneur, sometimes you have to do a deal in order to get you through to do another deal. And as entrepreneurs, sometimes we forget that.
And that $75,000 that he sold that patent for kept him from losing his house. It allowed him to pay his employees. And today he's a dear friend of ours, and Mike actually is an advisor for him and his new company called Ammo Inc. And we're investors. So, and it still is, you know, invest in your employees, make sure that you take care of them, and but do one deal so you can get to the next deal. And he's one that never looked back. He also, for those of you that haven't read the book yet, because it's just coming out, he invented the electronic bull. The bucking bronco that's in bars, and the little car that was on Fantasy Island, he created that as well. So he's had a very interesting and fun life, and it continues on. So
And one of the biggest takeaways, I believe, from success and something greater for myself was also changing the misnomer of what success is and personal achievement when it comes down to wealth and prosperity. And we're not talking about following success equation, because we did that in 3 feet from gold. Look, living a purpose fulfilled life, being a teacher, a nurse, an admiral profession. We encourage and support so much. We're also saying if you want wealth and prosperity, you have to also change your mindset a little bit from just the passion. And sometimes you have to seek opportunity, just like Fred did, and capitalize on unexpected opportunity. Mm-hmm. And we realized that all the most successful people we interviewed, they stumbled into something that they weren't in love with. It wasn't their passion, they breathed and thing, but it gave them so much wealth and prosperity that they could use that money to finance what they loved and they cherished most.
Well, and that's same thing with Fred. It wasn't the little cars that got him excited. He's a, you know, world-class hunter and likes to go all over the world and likes to live a, you know, a nice, fun life. And so he found an opportunity to capitalize on his associations, which were in the racing world, and was able to build on that through a licensing program, and found a hungry market that he was able to fill. And as a result, sold his company for well over 200, I think it was $240 million, something, a huge number. So, you know, finding that gap is also another story that we have in the book. But one of the things that the stories that I like is my dear friend, Bob Bondurant, who I say with love, because he's actually in an assisted living home right now. So I might get choked up, but famous NASCAR driver who was at the top of his game. And his process is, you know, people say, don't live to work, work to live. And he says, no, I live to work. I love what I do. Cause when you love what you do, it's not work. But he also, you know, even though he was the best in class, he said he would always go ahead of a race and drive the track. So he says, know the track, know what you're doing, do the research, do the due diligence. And then he ended up by saying, never take your eye off where you want to go. No, you know, you're going to go wherever your focus is, and to keep your focus. And I think that happens a lot. So many of us get distracted, particularly entrepreneurs. And that focus certainly served him well. And an icon that nobody's really surpassed his record yet.
I think it goes down to a certain level of professionalism. You know, the one thing that I realized that, like, the top 10 Inc. and Forbes listed, you know, keynote speakers in the world type of thing. You know, the common denominator is that they practice their craft. They just didn't get up and wing it. Oh, I'm going to talk from my heart. They actually worked on their craft so that they could touch people's hearts. And so, for example, every single time I learned from my mentor, Charlie Tremendous Jones, before I go do a presentation, I will walk the stage to find out where the spotlight hits the hottest spot. So when I want to make my point, I'm making sure that I'm standing in that spot. I'm making sure that this is a, you know, dark zone. I don't want to stand over here when I'm saying something influential. And when you have those type of professional behaviors, people think, oh my gosh, you're more special. But no, what you did is you were professional because you got there early and you made sure you knew where you're taking care of yourself.
I do the same thing, Greg. Yeah, I go and I check out the stage first to understand where it is and want to make
sure. Because you're a pro!
Because then I always ask the sound guy, is there a dead spot on the stage? Because typically there is. And they know more than other speakers. The sound guy will tell you where not to go.
Good point.
It's support, but I think, you know, I mean, we won't go through all of them, because I think we want people to understand part of what has been such enriching to my life, and I think Greg, you'll agree, is to see there's just so much opportunity for success. You know, and by seeing this, all these different people in so many different fields creating success in their life. I mean, to be success doesn't mean multi-millions of dollars. Maybe you're successful because you're living your passion and you love life. That's success. And so for me, it's just really rewarding and enriching to see so many people that are happy with their lives when we live in a world that's just so full of tension and stress. And I would love for you to talk about that. And then I want to talk about Steve Sims, because I love his message as well.
Well, I believe the reason we're also not going to share every single one of our tidbits, we want you to buy the book. Don't tell anyone. This is how we make a living, all right? So that's door number one. And it's really interesting. All the little takeaways, all the little ahas, after interviewing each different person, it was really neat. We would have a mastermind group that went along with us along this journey. And then we would have a debrief. We would say, hey, you know, what impacted you? And what was really interesting for me was that you and I would pull each other aside and say, hey, we just talked to Bob and here's this nugget takeaway. And then we'd have our mastermind group and they'd have a completely different viewpoint. And we go, that actually was a better point, and see things from a different set of lens. And a lot of people don't understand, as an author, especially as a journalist, when you're interviewing people to tell their story, you know, you spend an hour with them and you only got 60 seconds of that entire hour and you got to pick the best one. But my favorite part was our mastermind group and hearing their thoughts and philosophies, because we incorporate so much in the project.
Right. And because each of them came from a different background and a different focus, they would pick up different things than you and I did, and add such an enriching experience to what we were doing. And they went on this journey with us for, I mean, this has been a 3-year long project. It's been crazy. So we're excited to have it actually come out. And I think part of that is, you know, we had some bumps along the way, didn't get it done as quickly as we planned. But that's why I think it's important to share Steve Sims' philosophy in the book about imperfection can be perfection. So share a little of his story.
Yeah, I think it was that Les Brown quote. I'll mess it up, but it was like, you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to get great. And that's what the message comes down to. So Steve Sims is literally the modern day Wizard of Oz. If you want to get, you know, married, it's a very special thing. That's cool. But if you want to get married in the Vatican, well, that's a little bit special. But if you want to get married in the Vatican by the Pope, you go see Steve Sims. This guy makes things. The craziest dreams, anything you can think of, he makes your dreams come true, with a price, of course. And what's really interesting is seeing how this guy says, look, he goes, I don't have to be the spitting image of perfection. What I wanted to do is have a vision and a goal, and then get off my backside and start taking action, and then look for and capitalize on unexpected opportunities along the way. That's how the doors open.
And in reaching your goals, you've used all kinds of different methods of doing that. You've got these adventure things that you're travel things that you're doing, your secret knock, your mentoring, your masterminds, all those things that are fantastic. And we also, you and I have a new project that I'm not sure you even knew I was going to talk about today, but I called you one day talking about looking for a particular product, and you said, oh, I got it for you. I have a new company that you are now the president for. And so tell us a little bit about Clarity, a company that Mike and I love and adore and are promoting. First time I've ever promoted a network marketing company, because I believe in the product and the fact that it has cut Mike back from about 2 pots of coffee to 1 cup a day. So that's pretty.
Wait, so Mike's off the pot. I like it. we're helping him out a lot. I like that. So it was really interesting. One of the takeaways from this project was, what if God and the universe delivered every single thing we asked and prayed for, but we didn't like the packaging in which it came in, so we sent it away? And so if you prayed for $100 and a guy pulls up in a pickup truck full of aluminum cans, says, take these off my hands, they're worth $100, you'll get those stinky things out. You asked, you prayed, it was delivered. You didn't like the packaging, so you sent it on its merry way. Well, it tells your God or universe that you don't appreciate what comes. So I realized for myself, I was living life that way. And so for years, people kept coming with network marketing and all this direct sales. And I kept, like, those aluminum cans, turning it away because I didn't like the packaging. And then finally, all of a sudden, my viewpoint changed. And I said, well, what is possible? And I met Robin, who founded a company called Clarity and had the most incredible and genius product that gives you incredible vision and opens up your clarity, so to speak. That's why the name of it, but also burns fat within 15 minutes. And I started getting involved, and I was a customer, and then I became the president. And now we're in a position that we're about to open the thing up and blow it up to the entire world. And you're one of our top leaders, and people want to join us. Imagine joining Sharon and I on this journey. This would be your team to take something that you can not only feel good, you can do good, and you can fill your mind as well as your pocketbook along the quest. So that's what Clarity is all about.
And if anybody's watching or listening that wants more information, just reach out to me, info@SharonLechter.com, and we'll put you together with some information. But it really is.
It's incredible. I know. It's so funny. People always go, oh, it's the greatest one. No, it really is. That's why we don't have to brag about it and yeah. Stuff like that.
We use it every single morning. I've never had anything that I've been consistent with, and I've been consistent with this, and it does, It really does. They got several different products, but each one of them is incredible. There's no GMO. There's no, you know, there's no chemicals in it. It's just, it's incredible. And, you know, for my husband to be, believe in something, that's pretty big mountain to climb. So, yeah, so we're excited about it.
And I want to wrap up with the success in something greater, because I got to tell you, Sharon, it was such a great journey going on these things, because I believe every time we went into an interview, you and I would have notes what we thought our takeaway nuggets would be from each of these interviews. And it never was that. And that's when you know you're on doing something good. So this book is filled with nuggets and secrets and magic keys that her and I didn't even see coming. But more importantly, we started incorporating into our own lives. And right now we're having more success, more abundance than we ever thought possible. So we want to share it with the world so you can have it too.
And some of these people are dear friends of mine. And I learned things about them during the interview that I didn't know. And I've known them for years. So it's amazing when you start focusing on the end result of truly success and internal and what that magic key, secret sauce, whatever you want to call it, and how they view success. And we learned all kinds of interesting things. And that's why we're excited to share it. The book's out in September. So that's why I wanted to do this interview. We wanted to share it with you. And most importantly, to share that, you know, Greg and I are, you would say, we're kind of yin and yang. There's not a lot of similarities in our personality. And yet, I love you dearly. And we support each other without question. So thanks, Greg, for this. I'm excited about this project coming out. And I'm excited about the 10th anniversary edition of 3 Feet from Gold. So,
and thank you. We are family. I look forward to talking to everybody face-to-face, eye-to-eye. And until then, keep smiling.
And if they want to find you, how do they find you, Greg?
There's a new thing called Google. Just put my name in there. You'll find social media. And the most important thing is in today's world, though, is that the most successful people are the most available. Isn't it interesting? One of the things that we discovered along that quest.
Yep.
If you're brand new at something, you're happy-go-lucky, you're fresh, you're cool. At the top, happy-go-lucky, you got nothing to prove. In the middle, pain in the neck. You're filled with ego. You're edging God out. So go to the front of the line. Ask people how you can do it, you know, what they've done. You'll be shocked and amazed how open and willing they will be to teach you their quest.
And on that note, Greg's going to hang out with me and do a shorter interview for the private Facebook group. So join us at Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter, the private Facebook group. But thank you, Greg. And for the rest of you, thank you for watching and take plenty of notes. Go back and re-watch this because Greg is a star, superstar. Thanks, Greg.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.